You're listening to Fotch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
I almost blew the April Fool's prank that we did of our fake engagement. And that was Dan Ryder's wife, Heather. I said something to her at church that almost, like, she looked at me for a while and was like, why are you saying what you're saying?
Oh my God. You're not even filtering yourself in a church.
Well, no, it was
the only place I had hopes for.
But she was like, she was talking and she was like looking at me and she was like, but what, I thought you were engaged to Katie from Russia.
What did you say?
So this is what happened. I was talking to both Dan and Heather and I said, hey, there was like 3 weeks ago, there was a woman, an attractive woman at church that was by herself, and so was I.
Did you say attractive woman or hot chick?
I said I was in church. So I said it in the
I believe it was hot chick.
Yeah.
No, I said it very presentational. And I said, I'm like, I had never seen her there before. That was like the first time and like the only time. I didn't see her this past week either. Mm-hmm. So it was like, I was telling them that. And I'm like, so, I mean, I don't know. Like, you never know where you're going to meet people. And that's kind of what the conversation was about, like, when I was talking to Dan and Heather. And Heather's looking at me like, dude, aren't you engaged to Katie from Russia?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so Dan immediately came in and saved me.
Oh, really?
And he's just like, well, right. He goes, that's what you would be worrying about if you weren't engaged, though, right? And I'm like, well, right. I go, of course, duh, yes.
You sound like such a creep. Yeah.
I had to.
Well, I know.
Because I got caught.
Right.
I
know.
Like, I didn't want to be the creep, but it was just like, I didn't know what to do at that point. So I was like, well, yeah, I mean, I would have been interested if I wasn't in my mind going fake engaged to Katie from Russia. So I appreciate him kind of gathering that information to keep the prank going.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, but I almost blew it, was my point.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
Yeah, because I'm like, I know we're not engaged. So I'm just like, okay, well, I'm, you know.
So was Heather mad when she found out that it was fake?
I mean, the gift she sent him.
I think she
sent a couple text messages yesterday to me and Dan.
I know, and Dan's probably in trouble now for keeping up with your lie.
Look
what you've done to them.
Yeah, she still said that I'm still invited to dinner. However, Foch is going to eat outside.
Oh, yeah, I love you guys' dinner plans, didn't you?
Yeah, she... Yeah, she thought that we were really engaged. But she was just like, well, we need to meet her. Like, I haven't met her.
Which
I haven't met
so
Katie
sweet,
from Russia.
By the way.
And she's like, so we need to make dinner plans. So
so you guys are still going to dinner?
I don't think so.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.